There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on August the 5th, 2009. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. Look at all the other sites I have up there on the front page. Bookmark them for future use because at some time in the future I'll have trouble with the main servers. This way you can always have another site you can download from and all the audio is from. You've got cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's also Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The last one is the European site, which has all the same audios for download, but it also has a lot of transcripts for print-up written in the various languages of Europe. And for those who want to try their hands at translating, get in touch with me at alanwattcuttingthrough@yahoo.com. Now, for those who listen regularly, I thank you for those who donate, I should say, because lots of people, thousands and thousands of people listen, and the stuff's spread all over the planet so fast, and many others copy up the stuff and take it and run with it, and I don't hear from them. So there's lots out there that use the material. There's even authors that have written books using this kind of material, and I seem to be the only one that's dependent upon a handful of people to constantly keep me going by donations and so on. Now, to help me along, you can go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, see the books, etc. I have for sale. That will help keep me ticking over, and donations as well. Within the US and Canada, you can use PayPal, you can use personal checks. Outside the Americas, you can use Western Union. There's MoneyGram as well. And some inventive people just send cash. But however it's done, I need the cash to keep going. It's expensive to keep all this stuff running. And believe you me, it's not something I would pick for a career or a job. It's just something that has to be done at this time. And for those who just get the disk passed around, there's lots of people don't like computer, and so other folk with computers can burn disks for them and pass them around. You can always get in touch with me at Alan Watt, site 41, box 4, Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Estaire is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P-3-E-4-N-1. But see, this isn't a job, this is a necessity, because we truly are going through, not my words, but the elites themselves, they've said that this is the biggest change we're up against, the biggest change since the Industrial Revolution, maybe even bigger. Because it's a time when so many plans are brought together, plans that have been sort of stashed away on the top shelves at elites' private conference rooms and so on, and their private clubs where they've discussed all of these issues, and they're all to the forefront today in mainstream media. Why is that? Because now is the time for change, this century of change. Changes which we will not like whatsoever. Very dictatorial type of changes as well. There's no democracy involved. In fact, the elite said themselves at the Club of Rome that they would bypass all democracy. Democracy was too cumbersome. There were too many competing parties, and nothing could get done. And of course, these boys at the top know what they want to get done, and democracy is simply in the way. Therefore, you simply bring in a new system where it's called governance. Governance is a term that's used, and governance is truly an order from the top down society, a structural society, but they'll keep the pretense of democracy, some kind of facade going for quite some time yet. But anyone who's got half a brain left can tell that we're under a completely different type of system already. I'll be back with more after this break.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional mineral made of durable Lexan. The material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. Berkey Light is transparent, so there's no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The refill LED lighting system is beautiful. Emergency situation. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today. So that's 87-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems and pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts. We were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day, and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure, and all of our clients are paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, heartbeat are just that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how heart extract is missed in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart for everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hb.com.
This is Alan Watts. We're cutting through the matrix to an old audio of Jim Mike Wallace on an old TV show. And I'll dig it up at the end of the night and put it up on my site. Again, it's already in the archive section. It's interesting when you look at people like Aldous Huxley, who was brought up in the high circles of science. Mainly, again, his particular field and his ancestry, too, their fields were into what makes people, makes you, you, and finding ways of modifying individual people to create a perfect type of society. That was always the leaning of the Huxleys. And they go all the way back to Sir Thomas Huxley, who championed Darwin. He was the best pal of Charles Darwin. They both belonged to the Royal Society, that the high Freemasonic scientific society that still runs Britain yet in the scientific league. And they really wanted to design a new society, even back in Darwin's day. Under the guise of evolution, of course, they had to destroy all religions and replace it with this new religion of evolution. And believe you me, when you really look into what they give you as facts, you need an awful lot of faith to believe in it. It truly is a religion, and yet it's taught as a fact in all scientific circles today and all universities. You'll be ostracized if you don't agree with it and you try to attend science lectures in your city. That's how bad things really are. We don't live under any kind of free system where you can have opinions. That's the beauty of liberalism, where they say that everything's relative and everybody's opinion matters, and is just as equally as valid as anybody else's contrary opinion, except when you disagree with their opinions at the top of the Liberal Party, because they will tolerate nothing else except their own opinion, you see. That's the beauty of liberalism. It pretends to be this champion of freedom, reality, if you just look at the Soviet system, now the Chinese system, it's truly completely intolerant of anybody else's opinion. But that particular audio made me think about Huxley, Aldous Huxley himself, the brother of Julian. Julian was more open about the agenda than Aldous. Aldous simply wrote most of it in novel form, like Brave New World, although he did Brave New World Revisited, which really explained why this could indeed happen. And really there was nothing to stop it, in other words. He tells you why. And there's also his old audio that he did at Berkeley. I'll find that link as well. But the Michael Wall was interesting because it made me think, I said, this man has grown up in the aristocracy of Britain, as they call them. Sometimes they call themselves the Olympians. You know? And they truly believe that it's their rights as the privileged class to run the world. That was the old British precept that's never really changed. And in the circles that Huxley was raised, growing up, he never mentioned in any newspaper on the planet. Talks about the people, the place of the people. Inferior gene types were just back, was young. Before that, his father was talking about inferior humors. They thought it was just a strange humor you had. Then they found the gene later, genes, you see. But always finding a way to try and separate themselves, validate the separateness of themselves and the lower classes. And being elitist always, and planners with pull in governments. And people don't realize a lot of pull that occurs within governments comes from outside of governments. It comes from what Huxley called the dominant minority. The dominant minority don't run for politics. They tell politicians what to do. That's just a fact of life. But when you see him in the Mike Wallace interview, you remember too that he's been trained and brought up to be trained to remember always to whom he's talking. And he's talking to an American audience. Therefore, he's holding back, he's making it palatable what he has to say to the American audience by saying, well, this could happen. And he does give some valid illustrations like the Soviet system. He explains really what it is, and we all know what it really is. The Soviet system was run by a dominant minority of elites. Intergenerationally, their families inherited the same positions. The KGB, for instance, was always intergenerational. You got your sons and your daughters into it. That went right up, right through its whole era. Intergenerational families. But the same with the top guys up in the Politburo and the bureaucracies. That's how it was run. And he also said they lived in a comparative living standards with the Western world, these high-level bureaucrats. They had lots of money and lots of goodies to buy that the public couldn't get a hold of, and had a very comfortable lifestyle. So therefore, it used a front of equality so that a small elite could dominate and live well off the public, which wasn't much different than the system really in the West, when you think about it. And as I say, remember, he's putting this for an American audience. This same man had participated in high-level think tanks that literally planned the future. They already planned. When he's talking about this could happen here, and that under the guise of helping people, especially in a society with vast communication, like television coming in, a small minority could take over the minds of millions of people, especially, as I said, if it went the same way as the Soviets, where you just, no matter what station you turned on, you heard the same propaganda. He said it'd be so easy to control millions and millions of people. So although he's saying as a warning, he was also well aware, and his kin to come would be using these techniques on the people of the West. Because Huxley and others were well aware of the Soviet experiment, more aware than other people. These are the guys who traveled over there to study it, you see, to see how it was working. And remember the Club of Rome, were the ones who said that they favored Pyrrhonism or the collectivism of what they meant was a system to run the world. That's what they planned. So in other words, the elite of the West were the Soviet system down the road in the future, which is here, a socialized world, to best rule over the people. They actually admired how they ruled the people and managed the people. That ties exactly in with the Rees Commission, with Norman Dodds, sent out by the Congress to investigate the tax-free foundations, was told by the CEO of Ford and Carnegie and Rockefeller, etc., their job was to alter culture so much in the West that it would blend seamlessly with the Soviet system down the road, which here we are. It's here, you see. They've merged into one. Planned that way. So Huxley was well aware when he was giving that Mike Wallace interview of where it was supposed to go. But they couldn't tell the public because the public weren't supposed to know that. We were still supposed to think we were fighting a Cold War and all that kind of stuff. Everyone talks about the Soviets. Don't talk about China. Why is that? Was because, you see, under the GATT, the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, which really gave power for trading into a star chamber, literally a star chamber, a private star chamber, decides who can trade with whom. All agreements between countries go through this star chamber. And China was awarded the most favored trading nation status by Britain, the US, and all the other countries. China, communist country. And once again, to show you the tricks and the tricks of and perceptions and people, and again, even using the example was Animal Farm, where he's at the end of Animal Farm, the humans, animals, and the pigs, of course, lead the animals. And the humans, the farmers, say to the pigs, what a fantastic job you've done. We've been trying to get the animals to work for free for years. The explanation of the Soviet system. And that's what's coming in here. But China also, as I say, is run on that same system. You have a small elite on top. And I don't know if people realize how wealthy this small elite happened to be. I've seen magazines with these massive estates. They're copying the old English estates where you have a sort of castle-type affair with 400 or 500 rooms, and they've got Greek statues on the top and all this kind of stuff, and they've got the grounds laid out like the 18th century estates of Europe and England. And the incredible wealth that you cannot imagine. But these are very old families. Old families that actually went through the communist era and still hold on to power and still run China. But isn't it odd that we supposedly went through an awful, awful era, many years of a... And suddenly, as in our most our trading status nation sort of thing. And no one asked why, what happened there. And literally, I can remember on the news when it was announced overnight that China would be trading with the West. And interviewed the man in the street in China, and he says, capitalism good mixed with communism. Capitalism good mixed with communism. And he got it right, didn't he? Back with more after this break.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. Invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-612-608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
Are you new to dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarines enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, and a better to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order, call 1-877-928-8822. $69.95 for a 2-month supply of pills or tincture. Our website is heart.com.
What, we're cutting through the matrix, discussing that whatever happens today was an awful, awful long time ago, to do with the excuse they'd bring up for culling the people, culling them down to accept sterility or basically birth control, which should be done through monetary means, etc. All that was discussed a long, long, long time ago with these groups that the Huxleys mixed in, and he talks on that Mike Wallace interview about, oh, the burgeoning population that will come down the road. And it wasn't just that. If you listen carefully to what he says, he mentions that it isn't just birth control, it's also death control. We should be looking more at death control. He said there's too many people living too long, you see. And people don't realize he was taking part, and his group were taking part in world meetings around that time of that interview with the United Nations and Department of Population Control. I always add the control because that's all it's about, is control, the UN. And they discussed how they'd bring these policies in. And they even discussed which countries they could bring it into first. And they even knew that they could do this probably with another communist-type system like either Russia or China. And that's why they were so interested in China. Now, remember, communism was based on evolution. It's based on science, and that they could create new types of humans, better types of humans to serve the system, serve the people. They wrote books about it, how they could do anything by using psychology alone and types of indoctrination. You could create the perfect Soviet man. But also, they also went into breeding plans and processes too. Because after all, science ruled. There was nothing else to hinder them. There were no religions to hold them back or complain. So they could go straight ahead with this great experiment and try all this stuff, you see. That's why, as I say, the Soviet-type system, or communist system, was because communism, from its very inception in the West, it was born in London, England. They called it experiment. What do you do with it? You study it. You study it outside, where it's safer. In other words, those who studied it are already the elites of another type of system, who have safely dominated that system, and they could study this system, go in and out and study it, and still make sure they had somewhere to run home to if they had to. But they've taken all the lessons from all that Soviet era, And remember, the United Nations has already declared that China is the model state for the world to emulate. Now, last night I mentioned Sir Crispin Tickle, a man with no sense of humor whatsoever, and I'll put a link up to a video that he did recently after going to China. And he says that China is doing all the right kind of things and blah, blah, blah. And he mentions we couldn't argue is it's not quite time to implement the same mandatory policies. It wouldn't just take off quite right or right now on the West. It would happen right now. But that's what they're working for, a maximum of one child or family policy, the same as Australia. Now, remember, Tickler Huxley, go through his genealogy last night. And he goes way back through the Huxley line, through the female side of his family. And he's just as fanatical as old Sir Thomas Huxley was, the best pal of Charles Darwin. And I'm sure he believes in all that too, completely. That the survival of the fittest and special people and inferior people. But he used to say he puts China up as the model state of the world. Now, 20 years ago, you could not have come out and said that in public because we hadn't been conditioned to accept it. But we have been conditioned in the last 20 years. And that is, again, a technique used by the Bernays-type characters, the guys who give us cultures for each era, and science amongst the few. After all, they don't want the public to know how it's done to them, how your thoughts are given to you, how the things that you fight, argue about, even are pushed on you and authorized from above. Like, keep fit, go cycling, all that stuff. It all came from above, you see. These are authorized times for you. All coming from the top, from those who know how to create culture, update it, alter it, and swing it off in a different direction. And remember, too, when you want to make a massive change from culture to culture, you must destroy completely the old culture. Everything that held it together and held community together had to be completely and utterly destroyed. Everything. I mean demolished. And that's why, since the 60s onwards especially, there was a massive attack by a well-funded entertainment industry. And by that, I don't mean just Hollywood, not only Hollywood, but all of the big media companies, to radically alter the culture in the West, destroy it, until often you can't tell the difference between males and females anymore by the way that they act or walk or curse and swear. It's got that bad. Or even care. Women used to be very caring. It's tough to find it now. You'd find lots of tough women now. What's happened? They were worked. Back with this break.
You're listening to The Republic and Handle the Truth. This flu readiness report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very vivid. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush stock up on vitamins by the prudent create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing pros. Visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultra.com. Immunity.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavioral transformation.
The total trip. There's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now something, he does it.
Total transformation program. And it's chick. If he works, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you get peace, sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, discussing the lineages, really, that come down through time, always with the same speciality in the family. It's never lost. They don't deviate off into another field of science or whatever. They're always into the same agenda as their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. And they also seem as psychopathic as the previous ones. And of course, if you're inbreeding psychopathy, then of course they're going to be psychopaths. That's something that really Plato talked about, how they could create certain types for rulership, people who would be stern, people who could make decisions rapidly and never regret making them. It's interesting, too, that to be a Rhodes Scholar, remember, a Rhodes Scholar, to go to Oxford and England, scholarship, which is designed to create world leaders for a united planet and so on. Going back all the way to the Cecil Rhodes Milner Group that became the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And when you come out of that, Rhodes Scholarship is open for you across the planet. You just walk through from then on. You're guaranteed leadership positions in different countries. But, as I say, they like to use these big experiments, the great experiments, they call them. The United States was called the Great Experiment, too, to see if people could handle freedom. Handle it. Not just handle it, but hold on to it. Because if you look at history, there's always this dominant minority trying to take over again everywhere people go and grab all the wealth and the judicial systems, the legal systems, and run the politics. They were well, well aware of that in the 1700s. And therefore, it was up to the average person if he was ready to always fight for his rights. And I mean totally, completely fight in every means possible. Because otherwise, he'd lose them. And that's what the founding fathers basically knew. They knew. That's when he was asked what kind of government the people had been given. And that's a very telling in itself, that the people had been given. They didn't take part in it. It was a small elect group of Freemasons that did it. And Franklin said, a republic, if you can keep it. That's what they meant, if you can keep it. Now, what the elite have always known is you swallow the people a little bit, you let them graze and be happy and non-involved in ticks, and you can gradually take over again as they're grazing in the fields and having fun and frolicking and all that stuff. And that's what happened in the U.S. very quickly, in fact. That being the end product as they go into this next phase of the totally controlled planet, because the dominant minority in the U.S. have been running the U.S. for an awful long time now, being a planet for this United States, a planned society. A planned society relation, and even going all the way to what kinds on the lines that Aldous Huxley wrote about in Brave New World. The ones that would breed special people all the better, just like Plato talked about in the Republic. Every one of these elitists, Plato mentioned that it was their favorite. Here's an article here to show you where it's going to, since China is a model state for us all to emulate. And this is from CNN.com. August the 5th, this is Chongqing, China, CNN. At the Chongqing Children's Palace, experts are hoping to revolutionize child-rearing with help of science. That's standard communism, you see. About 30 children aged 3 to 12 years old and their parents are participating in a new program that uses DNA testing to identify genetic gifts and predict the future. When director Zhuai Mingyu first heard about the technology earlier, he instantly knew it could be a success in China. Nowadays, competition in the world is about who has the most talent, said Zhao. We can give Chinese children an effective scientific plan early. This is adopted by the Shanghai Biochip, a biochip corporation. Scientists claim, I love how they claim things, a simple saliva swab collects as many as 10,000 cells that enable them to isolate 11 different genes. By taking a closer look at the genetic codes, they say they can extract information about a child's IQ, emotional control, focus, athletic ability, and more. Then they say, well, for basketball, they can test for height and other factors, said Dr. Huang, a leading scientist. We're also listening ability, so they can tell us if the child might be talented at music. DNA testing has been used more widely to determine susceptibility to genetics. The test can identify mutations in the genetic code that can or can lead to certain disorders, allow parents or patients to assess risk levels and decide whether they want preventative treatment or what they're telling you they use it for abortions. That's all something. It's, your child might have this, or it might be articles here where advised to have abortions and their children were perfectly normal. I wonder how often that goes on, eh? Says, for example, the cancer genes that may be likely to develop breast or ovarian cancer may, how they always give themselves an exclusion or exclusive way to get out of it on DNA test results, family history. But according to Chinese scientists, this is the first time the test is being offered to children in China to help their natural talents. For about $880, Chinese parents can sign their children up for the test and 5 days of summer camp in Chongqing, where the children will be evaluated in settings from sports to art. The scientific results, combined with observations by experts through the week, will be used to make recommendations to parents about what their first ones to come out to with school to work that communism is about. To try and detect long before this article, years and years ago, they gave children IQ tests, etc., if you're going to be a plumber, teacher, or a scientist. They've been doing that for an awful long time. So this is the latest part of their arsenal, is the DNA testing may be able to tell them what your child should really be. But what a beautiful way, too, of getting a planned society, isn't it? I mean, this way, under the guise of this, you can tell the public whatever you want according to your needs. You might say, well, for instance, we need another 1 million paddy field workers for rice in 20 years. So just tell the next bunch that they're all very low, very low sort of grade, physical, tough, but peasants, basically, and we'll get all the paddy field workers. That's how you can do it. Doesn't have to be true, does it? I mean, truth ever come into eugenics? Never. Never, ever. And when does truth ever come into political mandates? Done into it at all? This is the planned society they're after here, where they can plan what they want. So many engineers, so many of this, so many of that. That's really under the DNA testing. And again, it's because what do you do when you sweep up the streets at night? Well, I guess nobody could help it. That was my DNA. I got bad DNA. See, you won't blame the guys at the top that gave you no chance. They blocked all your chances, in fact. They classified you with E or F stamp. It's down to fate, isn't it? Oh, well, just, and you'll believe it. Testing can even help project careers down the road. Well, as I say, China is a model state for the world. So shortly you'll be seeing it here. Now, it's wonderful, too, that they go on about the one child per family policy in China. I read an article not too long ago where China had altered it for the wealthy families. They can have more than one child, which again is eugenics policy, because why breed inferior types? According, you know, the Huxley said that too, and Mr. Tickle's all about that as well. Why breed inferior types? Why not? And remember too, Charles Galton Darwin, he said that our biggest fear back in the 1950s, the grandson of Charles Darwin, he said our biggest fear, meaning the elite's biggest fear, was that the peasant class, the unworthy types, would outbreed the better class. That was his biggest fear. They're all for this kind of stuff, but we're a great tool. Science has deemed you class F. And then you're out. That's it. Now, since when should science... Remember, science body, and like all cell bodies, it tries to promote itself as being superior to everything else around it. There's been so many lies told in science, and even within competing branches of science, all competing for the top powerful positions, that you can't believe anything that's even to do with social policy. Should they be involved in social policy? No. No, they should not be involved in social policy. Until you had any kind of democracy to decide what kind of policies should be mandated over the people, over themselves. When you hand it over to so-called scientific elitists and specialists that are outside of your realm, you're now undemocratic because they have their own agendas according to what they've been taught. And all these sciences now that are on the board of political boards across the world, parliaments and congresses and so on, advising them, are all taught the same stuff. Eugenics, the need to depopulate, global warming, how man's a curse on the planet, is a virus on the planet. That's their mandate, which doesn't sound terribly scientific to me, but it's definitely an agenda. Definitely an agenda. They're all on board with the same pablum, and it is pablum, pure pablum. I've mentioned before about other people who've talked about the other evidence that the world is not warming up and that man's got nothing to do with it. And geologists keep trying to talk and say, look, we're the experts in this because they study earth changes. They study the layers of rock and ice and snow and all the rest of it. And they can tell through many ice ages, many warming periods, and times when man wasn't even around. So man had nothing to do with it. But you see, that doesn't go well with the political agenda of depopulation, which is really what this is all about. It's a political, eugenical mandate. So facts don't count. I hear you count, but facts do not count. Do you realize we're supposed to be under every little in the Pacific and Caribbean and so on, shutter long ago, according to projections were given 30 years ago by the same nation? Oh, the sea levels are rising. No. Many of these islands have got built right on the shores and beaches because it's happened. They haven't lost anything. Once in a while, you've got an island that will go down somewhere because it's volcanic. And that's what happens after a while. They come up out the water and they go back down again. That's what volcanoes tend to do. But let's not bring facts into this equation. It doesn't work out with social policy by the eugenicists. There was a book published a while ago by a guy called Plimer from Australia, and I've read it before, but he talked about, he's got 60 academic papers on the subject of global warming, and he's got a book out called Heaven and Earth, Global Warming. The Missing Science draws together much of his previous work. It brings especially from a short history of planet Earth, which was based on a decade of radio broadcasts in Australia. That book, published in 2001, was a bestseller and won several prizes. But Plimer found it hard to find anyone willing to publish the latest book. So intimidating have the environmental lobby become. They're completely intolerant to the IPCC, or IPCC, the United Nations. All these guys are not all scientists, by the way. One of the guys worked in a garbage dump. That's where he is now. He's working at the United Nations under these, as a specialist. Getting back to Plimer, he says, but he did eventually find a small publishing house willing to take the gamble, and the book has already sold about 30 in Australia. Plimer presents the proposition that anthropogenic trick on the fundamentalist environmentalists and callously adopted by politicians and government officials who love nothing more than an issue that causes public anxiety. While environmentalists draw their conclusions based on climate information gathered in the last few hundred years, Plimer says have a time for stretching back many, his own geologists have a time frame stretching many thousands of millions of years. The dynamic and changing character of the Earth's climate has always been known by geologists. These changes are called and random, he says, are significantly affected by human behavior. So ice, for example, has been present on the Earth for less than geological time, Plimer writes. Plus, animal extinctions are an entirely normal part of the Earth evolution. That's true as well. Anti-creationists are hauled into court for disrupting meetings by religious leaders and evangelists who claim the Bible is literal truth. So he's not religious, he's a scientist. It's especially about carbon dioxide, its role in Earth's daily life, and supposed effects on human manufacture of the gas. He says atmospheric carbon dioxide is now at the lowest levels it has been for 500 million years. And the atmospheric carbon dioxide is only 0.001% of the total amount of the chemical held in the oceans, surface rocks, soils, and various forms of life. Indeed, Plimer says carbon dioxide is not a pollutant, but a plant food, which it is. Plants eat carbon dioxide and excrete oxygen. Human activity, he says, contributes only the tiniest fraction to even the atmospheric presence of carbon dioxide. No problem with global warming, Plimer says repeatedly. He points out that for humans, periods of global warming have been times of abundance when civilizations made leaps forward. Ice ages, in contrast, have been times when human development slowed or even declined. See, that's what you have. If you've had so many ice ages, what happened between them? Well, they warmed. The planet warms between ice ages. Otherwise, you'd have one continuous ice age, right? But it's so wonderful that these fanatics at the top are going with a political agenda, and that's why they won't bring facts into the issue. And it's a political agenda dreamed up by including the Club of Rome, who say in the first global revolution, they looked for a way to the planet under a global system. And they'd have to find a war of some kind. We would pull together, we would do what we're told, we'll be governments that can use a heavy stick. And it says, we came up with the idea of global warming. That would fit the bill used in their own book. They're the premier for this society of elitists. Back with more break.
The social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the Silent Matt action. So at therepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist holders and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at republicmagazine.com.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more harm. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIALVER, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
We're on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in a newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
That last call was from the Vancouver Sun in 2009 on the geologist Ian Plimmer reading. I'll try and take a phone call now, about three up now that the satellite's working again. Damon from Maryland, are you there, Damon?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hey, I love your show. Great. I listen every day. I just had a very simple question. You bring out all these, how everything is, they're doing all this deception. You know, and all this, these different things are all, you know, cloaks. But, you know, it's going to be obvious, you know, some how is it all going to go down, you know, when it's no longer a deception, you know, it's right in your face, you know, the guns, the black suits, the lights, the dogs, you know. I live in the inner city in Baltimore. It's one of the worst, you know, ghettos, death rates, like the death rates in Iraq war.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep. And it's, you know, I live where John Hopkins is, you know, I see E4-1 right in the laboratory. I just let you... They train you with this, like, they just give it away. You can, you know, play with viruses. You know, it's really crazy, you know.
Yes.
And it's just a disgusting place, you know what I mean?
It's disgusting, and I'll tell you, too, you have to read the books written in the culture creation industry, because they look at things as long-term. They actually know how long for what they call a meme or an idea that they start off and push back through the media. Or they don't know how long it will take before the general public and all the different classes will start to repeat it. They know exactly when the bottom is ready to hear more, the next phase, and so on. And you've got to read the books by people on propaganda.
Yeah, I know about Bernice. I definitely look into all that stuff. I love psychology.
Yes.
I have a friend of mine who goes to John Jay in, I guess, New York, and they study that, and she's in corrections. And, you know, it changes her life. You know, she becomes like an authoritarian at home as well as at work, and it's really crazy. But when is it just going to be right there? Because I see they put men and women in the same jails now, like right in the same bullpen. Men and women, it's like they're getting people used to just being locked down. And when is it just going to be? Like something has to happen that people are just going to.
Oh, they will. I'm sure. I'm positive. See, they have to. They're on a roll now on crisis creation, and it's building up to something. And when it's the right time, they will really give us something. And they're even looking for even up to 30 years of riots. They bring in this whole new order of depopulation, mandatory sterilization, etc. Spy think tanks.
It's 50% of black women get abortions and makeup and shit and stuff.
I know. I know. It's disgusting. The BBC did a documentary in China, The Model State, which is in the Bashan Room, and they're using it in soups and things to reality. I mean, it's disgusting trying to bring humanity down to, but the problem's working at the bottom levels.
Everybody's what's going to happen? Just going to know and see it, like...
Yes.
Is it going to be
every
like
decision
John or Hitler? When is he going back?
That's it. And really, we got to reclaim it one by one, self, and start saying no to all of this, regardless of what becomes popular opinion. Popular opinion condition. That's what Bernice said. Back at the by ourselves, for ourselves, and everybody's got to stand up and say, no more than this. We're in on it, and we plan our own future. That's it for tonight, folks, from Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada. It's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.